This is the Ned and Josh podcast.
Injured in the workplace? Call John Little at Malaganas Edwards Johnson.
Hit 104.7.
Ned, tantrums.
I've had them. Hell, I've seen them.
No, I saw one.
I should have said that the other way around. I've seen them. Hell, I've had them.
Yeah, I've had the one literally on the weekend. I saw lining up. There was a kid who wanted to get.
Oh,
so,
thank God.
You know what I tell you? There is literally nothing more cruel for a family, like for parents on the face of the earth, consumerism-wise, than the line they make you line up in at Kmart. Because it's literally Pokemon on one side, lollies on the other side.
Yep.
All the way up until the registers.
And I
was standing in that line yesterday just trying to imagine having a kid, and I'm like, this would be, yay, I walk through the valley of the shadow of free stuff that my kid wants now.
Yeah.
I shall never say yes.
Yeah.
Because this mum was denying Pokemon cards.
Yep.
Then there were the sour lolly things that are kind of like have a toy attached to them as well. And then we got to the end of the aisle, and I believe we're up to some...
K-Zone and magazines.
Some K-Zone magazine type paraphernalia. And it was no, no, no. And by the third no, screaming.
Yeah,
we were screaming in front of about 30 people waiting in line. And I thought to myself, that just is easier to say yes in that scenario for the kid. Just go, you know what?
Yeah.
Yes, okay, you can have the cheapest lolly. Because even the cheapest lolly will prevent the tantrum.
Exactly right. And I don't remember when exactly it was, but I remembered when I figured out like what my mum earned in a month. But I didn't understand like electricity, power, food, like water.
Your mum was a millionaire in your eyes.
I was like, if you're making this much money a month and I want something that costs $1.20, that's insane that you won't buy that for me. You must hate me, is what I used to say to my mum.
And
she was like,
funny.
You're awful.
This kid was way too young to understand that.
Yeah.
But it's made me think, because I've seen a news story this morning of a kid just way too young to understand danger potentially.
Okay.
They've been at the zoo over in the US, and apparently the kid really wanted to go into the elephant enclosure, and dad's just given into that and said,
go in with him.
Yeah, dad went in with him. They got arrested.
Yeah.
Well, the kid didn't get arrested, I don't think, but the dad got arrested.
I'm glad the dad. Okay, I'm glad of two things. I'm glad the dad didn't throw the kid over into the elephant pit, and I'm also glad the dad got arrested.
Yeah.
Those are two things I'm glad of.
But that for me, right? I understand the aisle at Kmart. I understand that.
Yeah.
It's toys. Like, I even look sometimes. We bought Pokemon cards the other day.
Not the other day for me.
But I look at the elephant enclosure and go, geez, I love elephants. Mm. Well, elephants are one of my favorite animals on earth,
of course.
I don't need to be in there with them because I feel like that'll freak them out. And then if they get freaked out, they're 25 times bigger than me.
Yeah.
They could stand on me.
Yep.
The Looney Tunes have taught me that. I need to stay away from the elephants.
But unlike Bugs Bunny, you going like this with your nose like... to unpop your ears won't pop you back out again.
Inflate me back up.
You will have a shattered spine.
Yeah, I would.
I think you'll be dead.
So what's got to be hard as a parent, and this I don't understand as somebody without kids, is how do you actually just go, this is an unreasonable request?
Yeah.
How do you tell a three-year-old that, no, you're not allowed to fly the plane?
Mm-hmm.
We can't get you, that there's a pilot that's got to fly the plane.
He's trained for it.
They know what they're doing up the front. Just leave them to it.
Yeah.
We're going to sit back here. And in fact, unfortunately, because of security these days, you can't even go up to the cockpit.
No. Yeah, it's not even fun anymore.
We're just going to sit here and just enjoy the plane.
Yeah.
You can't communicate that to a four-year-old.
I don't understand.
Chucking a tantrum.
Exactly, because essentially to them, everyone's an adult and can do whatever they want.
Yes.
But not really.
131060 is the number to call. What is the most unreasonable thing your kids ever chucked a tantrum over?
Yeah, I like that.
Like something you just, like the elephant enclosure.
Yeah.
We can't go in there.
Yep.
We can't.
They're
elephants. Yep. We can't go in there.
Yeah.
But you can't explain that to your toddler. That's what I want to know right now. 131060, what's the most unreasonable thing your kids ever chucked a tantrum over?
I think it would be a good lesson for this little kid with the elephant enclosure if you were like, all right, you can get in, but then daddy has to go away for a couple of months. Do you want that? And I guarantee that kid would have been like, yeah, that sounds great.
Depends how recently you'd said no to them having lollies, because they might be like, actually, yes, get out of my life.
This is the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
Joe's on the line from Caldwell right now. Joe, how are you?
Not too bad, thanks.
Oh, that's good, Joe. Now, what if your kid chucked a little bit of a tanty over?
My kid chucks a tanty over every adult thing that she can't do, because I have three adult children, and then we had an oops baby.
Hopefully she doesn't listen to the radio.
That's your terminology. Yeah, yeah. And so what? So she thinks that like her siblings, the rules that apply for them should apply for her
that
too.
That sucks, yeah.
That's right. So they can all drive because they're all adults and have their own cars. Mm-hmm. So I was out one day with our little one and she decided she wanted to drive home. And I said no.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
she lost it, laid on the ground, did the whole tantrum thing, and I can't say yes. She can't drive.
No, you can't make this tantrum stop because you're saying yes gets everybody into a lot of trouble. Joe, how old is she?
She's 2.5 now, but she was 1.5 when she did her first I want to drive the car, and now she does it every day.
Yep. So what I do, here's my thing.
Okay, we've got two options for you,
Joe. First and foremost, put her in the driver's seat, see if she can touch the pedals. If she can't, game over. Yeah. That's it.
And my advice is, a la Simpsons intro, get her a Maggie-style wheel and just be like, look what you're doing, Oh, my God, don't hit that old person.
She wants to go by herself. She doesn't want to be
driving. Oh, no, okay, upset when she finds out what L's are.
Yeah, L's, logbooks, all of that sort of stuff, Joe. She's got a little bit of a journey ahead of her. Audrey's on the line. Audrey, how are you?
Hello there. How are you?
You're fantastic.
Thank you. How are you?
Yeah, good. Great, Audrey. Now, do you have a kid that's chucked a tantrum over something a little unreasonable?
Yes. When my daughter was about 2.5, we were watching this beautiful, magnificent rainbow.
A rainbow?
And, yeah.
And the rainbow disappeared after a while, like it normally does, and all hell broke loose.
Audrey,
I want you to bring the rainbow back.
Yeah, wow. So the rainbow disappeared and she was absolutely distraught.
And then in a moment with a toddler chucking attention, you have to try and explain the fragmentation of light and how that works.
Oh my God,
I cannot explain this to you.
This is the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
Josh, if you had to pick the top three things that are stolen from supermarkets across Australia, what would you say the top three things?
I would say actually lately those smart, like the Mirabella Genio things, that is one of the more expensive things I see, like light globes and the power plugs and stuff. Yeah. I would say that's because they're small.
Yeah.
Maybe like deodorant.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd say deodorant.
Give me one more.
Oh, maybe like, no, I can't even think of a third.
A third item.
Yeah, third item.
Good find in Woolies or Coles.
I'm trying to give
or...
a smart answer. Yeah. Like I'm trying to, maybe chocolates, just like lollies and stuff.
Right, okay.
Just because I'm thinking small things that you just pinch and like, try and put under your jumper or something like that.
If you were worried about a third smart answer, I can reveal that you got none of them right.
Damn.
So they're all dumb answers.
Yeah, right. Fine.
It's baby formula, meat and face cream were the top three most stolen things in 2020.
I can't believe I didn't think of that. That is so expensive.
But you're actually right. I guess the logic still kind of checks out.
Small
like a small thing you can just put in your pocket, whatever.
Baby formula's not that. I mean, that's you're hiding that pretty well.
Yeah, but maybe
you're like in like a can.
Maybe you just like put it next to, you don't actually put it on the weighing table. Anyway, I'm not going to give anyone tips on how
shoplifting
to steal.
Tips coming up next, guys.
No. Anyway, still, those three things kind of check out. You're like, oh, I can kind of see a rationale.
Yeah.
The same way the three things that you said, it could have easily been those three.
I'm just thinking of supermarket things that are automatically over $10.
Exactly right. Now, there is a most stolen item from JB. JB Hi-Fi have come out and been like, here is our wholesale across the country. Here is our most stolen item. Now, I'm not going to give any opinion on it because I feel like it will be opinionated and that's not very fair, but it is Curse's album.
Australian rapper Cursor.
Yeah. Mm. Now, they have...
That's a small item, though.
It is a small item.
Like a CD, yeah.
It is funny, however, to see... So, you know when you go to JB Hi-Fi, they have, like, the little labels above it, and they're, like, orange or green or blue or whatever, and it'll say the artist.
Yeah.
So, it'll say, like, Outkast, or it'll say MIA or whatever.
Yeah.
It says Cursor, and then instead of having any of the CDs, it'll just say... Come to the front desk and ask us about it.
Oh, so they put it behind the counter.
They put it behind
like
the counter.
AirPods or like...
or like the really expensive alcohol.
Yeah, right.
And Cursor apparently doesn't even mind. Because they've posted on there, they've said, please ask for this title at the counter, Australian's most shoplifted rapper.
Yeah,
and
wow.
And he posted that and he said, tell JB Hi-Fi that it's not my fault.
No, I don't think it is.
I don't think it is either.
No, look, that's
but he's like, hell yeah, most, he said, LMAO, most shoplifted rapper.
That's fascinating for a couple of reasons. Mainly for me, I would say, how full circle has this gone?
What do you mean?
Like in our lifetimes.
Mm.
like back 10, 15 years ago, the problem with stealing music is that people weren't going into stores anymore.
Yeah.
They were sitting at home downloading music illegally.
Yeah.
But now Spotify and iTunes and Apple Music work so well that kids today think the only way to steal music is to go into a store and steal a CD.
Exactly right. It's a very confusing time. VHS stores, like the I don't know, like antique item stores need to watch out, because that's what people are going to start doing.
Is this how we always used to steal movies, wasn't it? Oh, my God. The only great news here is family computers around the country, virus-free. Yeah. More virus-free than they've ever been before.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
It's time for this. Yes, the TikTok game. Your chance right now to potentially win a prize, the likes of which we are not even allowed to say on the show because it is so substantial. Now, Ned.
Yeah?
In your hand at the moment, you have an Arnott's TikTok biscuit.
I do. It's got a time on it, like every other Arnott's TikTok biscuit you've ever seen before in your life.
Show us the times.
Okay, here we go.
Show me. I've seen the time.
Just stop you crying. Sign of the times.
Yeah, okay, right.
Anyway, get on the phone 131060 if you think you can guess the time on the TikTok biscuit. As Josh said, if you win, the prize that you will win will be
amazing,
mind blowing.
Yes, 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 yes. But we need the time first, and with that in mind, Sophie from Bonner, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you guys?
Yeah, good. Oh, thank you, Sophie. Soph. Now, are you ready to potentially tell us a time this morning that could unlock a great prize for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm ready, guys.
I'm pumped
I've
for you as well,
I've never believed
Sophie.
Anyone as much as I believe you,
yes.
Sophie.
So, here we go.
Tell us the time.
I reckon I'm going to go for an easy one out. I don't really have Arnott's biscuits all the time, so I have no idea, but I reckon it's 20 past 8.
20 past 8.
You've been my favourite contestant on this show so far, Sophie. But it's not 20 past 8.
Oh.
I'm really sorry. I wish more than anything it could have been 20 past 8, but unfortunately it's 10 to 2.
10 to 2.
Yeah, yeah. 10 to 2. Yeah, likewise, your hand should be dry. Hands on the wheel.
Yep.
10 and 2?
10 and 2. Yeah, perfect. Absolutely. Fantastic. All right, then. Sophie, thanks for laughing at that as well. That's really, you've ticked every box here
Sophie,
this morning.
You're a better co-host than the one I currently have.
This is the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
Now, Ned, over the weekend there has been some footage online. President Biden falling down the stairs.
Taking a tumble up the stairs.
Going up to Air Force One. One of the rumors that went around about Donald Trump was that the man was scared of stairs.
Yeah.
Maybe with good cause.
Yeah.
Having a look at this video, because he really takes a bit of a tumble. He falls once, gets back up, stumbles a second time, gets back up, falls a third time.
Yeah, three times a charm.
I don't think actually when you say fell, in fairness, I don't think he ever went down more than two stairs.
He stumbled.
Yeah, that's it.
Tell you what, stop doing investigations into what Donald Trump thinks about stairs and start doing an investigation on how slick the stairs to Air Force One are.
Oh, yeah. They were, and not just that, but it wasn't until he fell that I started to realize how incredibly steep those stairs are as well.
Yep.
I started to look as he fell the first time. I was like, oh, no. Imagine if he fell all the way down there. It's really... Yeah, it'd
be all the way to the bottom.
Really?
It would sound like a xylophone.
Quite a big fall for a 78-year-old man.
Yeah, well, that's it. And actually, maybe this is a defense because everyone says that he's quite old because he is quite old. But maybe he's like, well, I fell three times in a row and I'm fine. Look
I'm
at
feeling
me.
Good.
Fighting Joe.
Well, let's just see. He's already had a moon boot like 6 months ago, didn't he? He rolled his ankle doing
that's
something.
Right, yeah.
So he had a bit of a moon boot.
Joe's like, imagine what happens.
Indestructible.
That's what I imagine. Imagine what would put him in the moon boot if he could fall three times upstairs. What's happened to his foot?
My nan and pop just had to take a train ride to Sydney because they're too old to drive.
Okay.
And they're only 6 years older than Joe Biden.
Yep.
So if my nan had this fall, it would be a very bad
game
day. Very bad day.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
He is actually doing all right for himself for his age.
Yep.
He's probably got more energy than I do at 26. But anyway, than I did at 26. You're 26.
I'm 26.
30.
You're 30.
Yes. This is the whole... I can't even remember how old I am. So this is where I'm at.
That's also not good.
This is where I'm at.
Yeah.
But the thing that I felt the worst for with Joe Biden in this whole situation is that the first fall, he stopped. You watch this footage. He stops for a second after the first fall. Before he picks himself back up, there's like a... I'd say it doesn't even go for a full 2 seconds, but there's just a moment where his hand hits the stairs.
Yep.
He centers for a second before he decides to stand back up. And I don't think that was as much of a center as much of it was him going...
Damn it.
Oh, damn it. That was in front of everyone. Now that's the internet's going to have a lot of fun with that.
Yeah.
There's going to be memes of Marge Simpson kicking me down the stairs. Mm-hmm. I've seen all those sorts of ones. There's ones I've seen of Beyonce dancing to make it look like she kicks him down the stairs.
I've seen Street Fighter memes. Yeah, it's not kind.
He, in that moment, when he first falls, has gone, this is like the most intense version of America's Funniest Home Videos that's ever existed.
I can't remember when I saw it, but I saw it, and I almost was like, ugh, because I thought about all of the news sites that are going to like report this as some kind of massive thing.
Yeah.
That now I have to see for the next 3 weeks where I'm like,
He's just slipped.
He slipped three times. And I want, you know what? If someone's going to write a news story about this, I would like them to include the last time they slipped over and how embarrassing it was for them. Because it happens to everyone.
I think I've actually slipped over going up the airbridge to get onto a plane.
Yeah.
It's a stair. Why are those stairs so steep? Make them a bit longer and just make it a more gradual incline.
Exactly right. No one is in a rush. Just make it a little further on. I nearly slipped over yesterday because I sat on the toilet for too long. One of my feet went to sleep.
Yeah, no, that's kind of embarrassing.
I'm with Joe.
That one's embarrassing.
This is the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
Josh, there was a guy in China who saw that there was a sushi restaurant. No, they didn't see. It's his favorite sushi restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Was doing an offer where if you have the two symbols in Mandarin that symbolize salmon, then you can come along to their restaurant and they will give you a dinner for six for free.
That's fantastic.
This guy was like, I love this restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
A dinner for six for free is like going to be, that would be like $300 worth of my
great.
Money.
Yeah.
So instead of doing that, I'll just sneak down to the name changing office.
Yeah.
I don't know where that is, but he was like, I'll go down there, change my name. No worries. After the meal, I'll just change it back. No one's the wiser. I've gotten a free meal and now I'm back to being whatever my name is.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for this dude, you needed the two symbols that symbolize salmon in your name.
Yeah.
And because I don't know what his name was before this, but it seems like he's changed his full name because his new name is now Salmon Dream.
Salmon Dream.
Which is a great wrestler's name.
Salmon Dream. Yeah.
It's also a great band name. It's also a great movie name.
Fantastic poke machine name.
Perfect.
I would also, won $50 on Salmon Dream. Everyone's like, geez, I love Salmon Dream.
It's a fantastic name for a whole bunch of things. The only thing it's not a good name for is a person.
Maybe you would want something other than Salmon.
Salmon Dream.
I can absolutely get around the last name Dream, but that's a lot to explain.
I went to school with a kid named Dream. So I think just the combination of a Salmon Dream, it paints a picture of a dreaming of fishes.
Which I often do.
It's like a veiled threat from the mob. Instead of like, hey, sleep with the fishes. It's like, he's going to have Salmon Dream, eh?
Yeah, no. Look, I find myself often dreaming of fishes, mainly because of my TV in my room is usually a fish tank.
It's just a YouTube aquarium,
and I fall asleep all the time looking at it.
So this, Salmon Dream has gone, well, this is great, got my free meal, gone back down to the name-changing office, and they've gone, no, this is your third name change. This is it. You don't get another one.
Yeah, right.
So now your name forever is Salmon Dream. I don't know what the other two...
To change his name. Has he done this before?
Has he gone for
the free dinner, change it back, free dinner, gone to change it back? They're like, no, you've done this three times.
Yeah, I think he must have changed... Well, he has changed it two more times beforehand. It doesn't say whether or not it was for food, but he's already changed it twice before.
Very interesting.
Three times you're out.
Very, very interesting.
Yeah.
Could you not revert back to one of the ones you've already changed it to?
Like,
I'll just go back to my old one then.
I'll just go back to the last one.
Yeah.
No.
It's got to stay the newest one.
It's got to be his new name is now Salmon Dream, and that's fine.
Do we have rules about how many times you can change your name in Australia?
I don't know. I've never considered changing my name ever. Because I could just go by a nickname, but I guess that doesn't get me any free meals anywhere.
Yeah, look,
I would love it if Ned's, the betting agency, gave me a whole bunch of free money. That'd be rad.
Remember when Boost was doing that thing where everybody would get a free juice on the day that was their name?
Yeah.
There's probably someone out there that changed their name multiple times.
Of course,
to get the free juice.
Craig, were you here yesterday? He's like, no, my name's Frank now.
Yeah.
And tomorrow, it'll be Benjamin. And then
what's Thursday? Tell me what name I'm changing myself to on Thursday.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
Something happened to me yesterday that I was a little bit flabbergasted by. I was a little starstruck. I parked my car out on the street, which was a bad idea because it was raining a lot.
Yeah.
I should have parked it underneath. But I didn't really realize it was raining. So I went to like run into my house and I noticed outside on the footpath before I actually got to my apartment building, I saw I don't know. This is the problem. I don't know if it's one of these or if it just is a, but I saw a mouse. Now, I don't know if it's this brand new plague of mice mouse.
Yes.
Or if it's just a regular mice mouse.
Keep seeing those news stories of like people's hay sheds where the hay looks like it's alive.
It's like moving.
Because there's just so many mice running in the hay. It's, it's troubling. I saw a news story the other day of there was literally like a haul from one night. They'd had like a bin trap or something like that.
Yep.
And I had to Google what that was because like there's new terminology now that I don't know because these mice are everywhere.
Yeah.
I think... Because there is obviously chat about them moving south, but I think you probably just saw a normal mouse.
And that's it.
I don't think you saw one of these new mice that's come from our El Nino spring.
Granted, mice are vermin, regardless of whether or not there's a plague of them or not. But I was like, I felt kind of bad because when I saw him, I was like, you son of a whatever.
Stay away.
I was like, we've noticed how many of there are of you. Get the hell out of here.
Imagine you go back into your apartment, there's just like 400 of them.
You're like,
how did that happen? Jeez, this is happening so quickly.
But that's it. There wasn't that. And I felt bad because I was like, well, I've branded this mouse with this tar brush. That he's a vermin mouse, which of course he is.
Which I mean, all of them are.
Maybe he's not a part of this plague. Maybe he doesn't know about this.
No, I wouldn't imagine he does.
He was by himself.
Yeah, he's just hanging out by himself. Look, the other thing I have too with this that makes me kind of feel bad is that I find them pretty cute.
They
like,
are
I find
super
mice
adorable.
Kind of cute. Yeah. And that's, I mean, I know that's really counterintuitive because, you know, they can carry germs and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, super gross.
You're not supposed to, like, I would never pat one.
Yeah.
But if there was one running around, I'd be like, oh, God, I have to get rid of that.
That's super
but
cute.
Then also another part of me would be like, oh,
yeah.
I bet you he has a little table made out of like a thumb thing. Like in a Disney movie.
Yeah. I don't think
he probably could drive a remote control car. The problem is when there's 400 of them and you're like, no, I don't have 400 remote control cars. I don't have the room in my heart to love 400 adoptive mice brothers.
It's too much.
I only want, and he has to look like Stuart Little.
And unfortunately, he probably lives in like a dead rat or something.
It's not what you want.
I had like such a myriad of emotions as well because I was obviously running outside in the rain, so I was like, I need to get inside. I saw the mouse and I was like, oh, a bandicoot. And then I was like, oh, a mouse. And then I was like, ugh, I bet it's one of those plague mice. And then I went, actually, no, it's probably not. So I was like,
It's like a big roller coaster of emotions for you. I say it a lot on this show, and I'm going to say it again now. I don't know how you're still alive. It's amazing.
I don't know how I still haven't seen a bandicoot.
Oh, my God, a bandicoot.
I was promised that would be everywhere.
It's suburban Franklin. Amazing.
This is the Ned and Josh podcast. Hit 104.7.
Josh, been a pretty awful 12 months.
Yes.
Sorry.
COVID, bushfires, everything.
There's been quite a bit going on. So obviously people are probably not as happy as they were a year and a half ago. But there's one that comes out every single year of like the happiest countries on planet Earth.
So this is funny because this is like the list of the world's most livable cities and all these things. It's like based on a myriad of factors.
It really
is. Always wonder how many people they ask.
Yeah, exactly. And that's it. They're saying they weren't even able to do like face-to-face interviews with a bunch of people from different countries.
Well, so you know that this might be the most honest year ever then, because when I have to do a survey online versus in front of someone, I'm always way more honest with the online survey.
Yeah, they said, not surprisingly, on average, there was a decline in well-being when measured by people's own evaluations of their own lives.
Yeah, right. Okay,
that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Being trapped in your apartment for months on end will do that to you.
Eventually, you hate where you live.
Yeah.
I think even celebrities that live in $5 trillion mansions in Beverly Hills are like, ugh.
Well, they're all coming here.
Exactly.
So yes,
they want to get out. All right. We start the list at 20. So there's only 20 countries with France.
Mm-hmm.
France is at the very bottom. Do you want to know what's at the very top? And then we can do like a sandwich.
Yeah, let's do that. Yeah.
Finland is the happiest country on
Earth. It was always going to be Finland or Denmark or Holland.
Denmark's third.
Yeah, they always get right up
there. And then Holland is fifth.
Yeah, so they always are up there.
You know
how
to pick them.
But then some of the documentaries you see about like government programs they have in those countries, like there are just incredible things they do over there.
Exactly. It's like, very forward thinking.
I mean, this might be very ignorant, but I think one of them has like a 3-day working week. I mean, how could you ever be upset? That's
it'd be pretty fantastic. Confusing. Okay, the United States place 14th.
14th on the list.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
It's
considering
not bad.
They've had a very tumultuous 12 months.
It's also pretty confusing that Canada is 15th. So they're below.
I would have thought Canada would have been above.
Much higher. I thought they would have been like top five.
No other reason. I mean, very stereotypical. But
you would be pretty happy to have created maple syrup.
Primo maple syrup up there.
The real one. I'll tell you the country that I'm actually the most mad at, because it happens every time I see it in a list like this, is the country of Austria.
Austria is
because every
there.
Time I see it, it's like I always think it's Australia and I go, ooh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
And they always do so much better than us.
Yep.
It's like if if we were in a class and there was a kid named Jash and there was another kid named Ed,
yeah,
and they always did way better than us.
And we thought it was our name on the awards
every
certificate.
Every time you see it, you go, oh, that's right, I suck.
It'd be infuriating. Plus, also, every time I try to sign up for anything online, I accidentally push Austria every time.
Exactly right. It's because it comes up because it's quicker. It's
like, you guys can geo-find where I live. Why can't you just make sure I hit the right button on the Austria-Australia option?
Even more frustrating. So Austria's 10. We're 12. So we're
12. Yeah, so we're not even in the top 10.
No, we're not top 10. But what makes it even more confusing is number 9. So Austria is number 10. Number 9 is New Zealand, which makes it even more confusing because it's like we're a 1-2 punch like Canada and the United States. It's like we usually go together. But we're not. It's Austria and New Zealand.
Yeah, okay. Look, so maybe that was actually a typo. I'm willing to go with maybe that was actually a complete and total typo.
It worked out a lot better for us because we do jump up 2 spots.
I've noticed one thing here, though. Yep. A lot of the places in the top 10, a lot of the places in the top 5, beautiful scenery.
Yeah, so Finland, maybe, Iceland, Denmark, Switzerland, Netherlands,
being
Sweden.
Trapped in your own country.
Yeah.
The places with the nicest scenery, people are like, it's actually not that bad being here.
Yeah, maybe we should take a trip to the Brindabellas. Yeah, just remind ourselves.
It's not too bad being here.
It's beautiful.
I tell you what, though, in a way, and this is how I'm going to make myself feel okay about us not being in the top 10.
Yeah.
If you've been happy over the last 12 months, what's going on?
Yeah.
Share some of that with the rest of us.
This is the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
Ned. Over in the US, some people have been arrested for drug charges.
Not good.
I believe the definition for what they are would be drug dealers have been arrested. And
fantastic.
It certainly looks that way. And a bunch of weapons have been found as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of them plastic, some of them not so much. All of them the same paint scheme. So
black?
Nope. Nerf.
What?
Nerf bright blue and fluoro orange. Including the actual Glock handguns they've got here.
So they've given them custom spray paint so they look like Nerf guns.
They've spray painted their actual guns
to
look
like... That seems like it ends in one of one ways.
Well, so what they're saying, the reason they are speculating that the criminals have done this is so that in this kind of a scenario, the police would ignore their actual guns and just think they're part of this really extravagant Nerf gun collection that they've got. Hasn't gone that way.
No,
they've taken more than just a passing look at the Nerf guns and have gone, oh no, some of them are real guns.
Yeah. You guys have no children in this house.
All we do is we just go up and tap them with a pen, and if any of them go ding, 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 and sort of click, 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 then we know that's actually a real gun.
If I pick up a gun and it weighs as much as this mouse that I've got, that's probably a Nerf gun. If I pick it up and it weighs near 5 kilos, got something a little bit more extreme.
Something a bit more substantial.
God, what kind of pellets do you have in these ones?
Yeah, well, very, very...
The foam bullets in these are pretty dense, huh?
Yeah, they're really metally. That's strange. No, I was about to say I respect the effort they've gone to here, but I don't respect any part of this.
Every part of this is
illegal.
I am
amused by the effort that they've gone to here and the creative thinking outside of the box they've attempted because it is a bit of a different way to try and consider seal your illegal weapons is to paint them to be like Nerf guns.
Yeah.
I do, however, and the thing that I think amuses me the most out of all of this is imagining these guys trying to be intimidating in a criminal scenario with handguns painted like Nerf guns.
Because, whilst it does, it doesn't because it didn't, but whilst I can see the logic kind of behind, like, if the cops come around, they'll just think they're Nerf guns. When they're actually meant to be guns, you don't want them to look like Nerf guns.
You're actually trying to intimidate somebody, I'd imagine, in some kind of a, don't mess with me.
I'm
just basing this on every movie I've ever seen, by the way. I don't know if this is how it actually works, but have it like sort of
out of your
jeans a little bit or something like that. Once again, like in every movie I've ever seen,
from like Boys in the Hood.
If it looks like a Nerf gun, that's not going to be intimidating at all.
Yeah, look at this. I have a water gun back here.
It's just basically going to be, look, at that time, all you can hope for is that it disarms everybody and everybody's like, I remember Nerf guns from when we were kids. Yeah. Let's all be friends.
Let's all chill
out. Let's stop this arguing. Let's stop who owes what money here or there, whatever. Let's just have a big Nerf fight. Change the guns first, but then we'll have a big Nerf fight.
You're listening to the Ned and Josh podcast, Hit 104.7.
Now, Ned, I don't want to keep going on about this because it's going to get a bit longer than twos, but I turned 30 last week.
You did.
I've noticed something that I think every time I'm noticing a little bit of a new addition to my personality, I'm like, ooh, Is this the age thing? Can I blame the age on this?
You did say that. What did you say the other day? Oh, well, this might be a bit gross, but whatever. You told me, so I guess everyone knows. You were like, I don't know if I'm getting older and there's something different with my eyes, but when I used to have a shower, the sleep would fall right out.
Yeah, now it stays there.
Now it stays there. You're like, I don't know if I'm getting
like
older.
Liquid nails.
Yeah, and I was like,
the water makes it stick there longer. And I'm like, this is gross.
And I was like, that always happens for me. Yeah. They never fall out. Yeah. I always, if I don't clean my eyes, I've essentially shot cellies, no more gaps under my eyelids.
Under your eyelids, yeah. Well, see, I put my contacts in after the shower. So, I take a good look at my eyes every morning straight after the shower. I'm like,
I can't anymore.
Just quickly, had some breakfast on Sunday morning, and I like to make my breakfast. Mm. Now, I had my extravaganza Benedict on Saturday, and I didn't feel like it on Sunday.
It does sound like a lot. It is a lot. The thing that makes it extravagant is maple syrup.
I put maple syrup on the eggs Benedict, and it's so good. But
I don't think you can have that 2 days in a row.
Teddy Pickers is what gave me that idea, by the way. They kind of do the same
thing
down there. But anyway, the point here is I didn't feel like it on Sunday. And so I made myself like a bacon and egg roll extravaganza. So I actually made I went out to Woolies, got the exact rolls that I like, and I made this egg and bacon roll.
Is the extravaganza still maple syrup on it or
I considered it, but no.
Okay, good.
Barbecue sauce instead because I thought, I couldn't envision the barbecue and the maple working together on my palate. I was that'll be gross.
And also then I don't think you can start calling stuff extravagant. I think you have to start calling everything Josh style. Do you want these eggs Josh style?
Yeah, no.
It's where I put maple syrup on everything.
Everything. Do you want this Nutri-Grain Josh style?
Yeah. Can I have my steak Josh style?
Do you want this roast beef Josh style? Just maple syrup on everything.
I'll have my soup Josh style, thanks.
I didn't care for it. I sat down and made. My egg and bacon roll. Sat down, ready to go. Didn't care for it. And you know that's
pretty disappointing.
It's very disappointing, but it's also, I think, a new thing for me. When I make food myself and I put the effort in and it takes, you know, like half an hour, 25 minutes to get all my food together and I make it all, usually, no matter what, I really enjoy eating it.
You can taste the effort.
Yeah, and I appreciate the effort I've gone to.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like as the clock's ticked over to 30, I'm now also being quite harsh on myself as a food critic. I'm like, you know what? This should have been better than this.
You expect better from yourself.
This should have been better, Josh. What are you doing?
Yeah.
And I don't know whether that's a unique phenomenon or have you ever sat down to a meal you've slaved over and gone, this is crap?
Never.
Yeah, so maybe it's a new thing.
There's never been a time where if I've touched a knife to chopping board, it'll always taste good.
Yeah, it'll always be fantastic.
And even if it doesn't, it doesn't matter.
Well, I'm here to tell you, mate. Yeah. Enjoy that while it lasts, because I think the clock struck midnight on me giving myself a lot of slack as a food critic.
I've got 4 years to become Chef Boyardee,
so I don't become
frustrated with myself.
Or just let me cook for you and you can just hang crap on my cooking and still think you're fantastic.
Great.
That's the way to go.
That was the Ned and Josh. Ned and Josh podcast.
John Little, your Canberra Region Workers' Compensation Lawyer. MEJ.com.au.
Hit 104.7.